Check this baby out.
The planet has a fever.
And the only prescription is more cowbells.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hello.
Oh, no, they're back.
Testing.
No, yeah, no. Oh, yes.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Gigi Edgley, I play Chiana on Farscape, and I'm the host of Jim Henson's Creature Shot Challenge, and you're listening to Two Downies Dudes.
Julian, what's a shithawk? Some kind of a shitty bird that swoops down and puts poop onto you.
I'm Eric.
I'm Robbie, and this is podcast number 63 of Two Downies Dudes for June 21st, 2015. On this episode, we do a food review, movie review, and are joined by Governor Paul LePage.
Come on, dude.
I'll just take my pants off. Nothing. Nothing.
What did you say?
Huh? Nothing. I said, let's do this.
What did you say?
No big deal.
You're a little hot.
I am a little hot. I'm bothered.
A little hot, yeah? A little hot, yeah?
Alrighty then.
Alright, yeah.
Two Downies Dudes back in action.
Just duding it up. Oh, yeah. There's that good lung cancer. So, speaking of cancer, I didn't tell you this yet. But no. I received a call
from cancer.
From Dr. Harriman.
Oh. Oh, you did?
Yep. Got a call last night from my brother after he heard the podcast.
Yeah.
And he said, actually, surprisingly, he could give me a
prostate exam.
Really? Yep.
Brother Eric could and potentially would.
Strangely enough.
Put a finger in your ass, check your prostate.
Yep. Because his degree is a medical degree that he's getting. So, therefore, he actually has to do a certain number of those.
Really?
Over the course of the next couple of years, and then he'll be able to give a prostate exam.
Well, amen to that. So, you're all set then?
Yeah, yeah. He said it might be a little awkward for us, but...
It might be slightly awkward.
And I don't know, like...
But he's a doctor. I mean, he's a doctor, so...
Should I, like, call him the next day, or do I wait for him to call me? I don't know how that works.
You don't want to call him, like, immediately. You don't want to come off as desperate.
Seem too urgent.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to wait on that for a minute. Give it like a week or something.
Yeah.
And then just casually be like, hey, what's up? Just seeing what you're up to, you know? Like,
seeing what the results were or whatever.
Right.
It's no big deal.
Making sure, you know, you haven't checked anybody else's prostate or anything.
I mean, it's cool if you are, but just let me know. You know, just for health reasons. Like,
I'm not trying to be jealous or anything. I just want to make sure you got clean fingers is all.
Right, yeah. Like, you wore a glove, right? What the fuck?
That's great. Well, that's good then. So,
yeah.
Dr. Eric could potentially check your prostate for you.
He could.
I think you need. I'm just letting you know, Eric. I think he needs it. I mean, he's peeing like a fucking 80-year-old man.
Yeah. He said he could also take care of my deviated septum.
Ah, well, that's what he's specializing in.
Yeah,
correct? Like the facial reconstruction type.
Yeah.
Stuff.
He said he's done like 15 of those this year.
He has. Yeah.
He's in a maxillofacial surgical program, which just sounds like a panty dropper. Like, if you go to a bar and you just drop that word, panties will then drop.
Right.
It's just like, I have no idea what that is, but I want to have sex with you.
I'm sure that's what's happening.
Yeah.
I'm
just going to walk around saying it from now on.
Like, yeah.
Maxillofacial.
What is it? Maxillofacial?
Yeah.
Surgeon?
Yep. Which I think covers anything from the neck up. But it just sounds smart.
It does sound
smart. Smart word.
It does sound like a smart word.
It's all long and has an X in it.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that your prostate is going to get looked after.
It is.
Because it's been concerning me a little.
I figure if he does my deviated septum too, like maybe have him take a couple inches off the top while he's at it.
You think so?
Like
shave her back a little bit? Just take
a
cheese grater and like just gnar it down a little bit.
Yeah, a little off the top.
There you go.
It's like a haircut, right?
It
like
kind of is.
There,
yeah.
Might as well just shave a little
get
off the top.
Get a chisel and a hammer and just knock a few inches off that thing.
Oh, God.
Actually, that's not mostly bone. I think that's a lot of cartilage.
It is, yeah. So well, it used to be cartilage. Now it's a bit rubbery.
Now you can just burn it off then.
The whole thing?
Well, it's just cartilage. No, not the whole thing. Just, you know, as much as you want to burn off.
All right.
Might not look right, though.
You can do it myself at home.
Yeah.
Like a.
I got a grinder at the house. I got like a 4.5-inch grinder.
I was thinking just, like a clothing iron.
Oh, iron it down?
Hot iron, yeah.
Flatten it out a little?
Yeah.
That could work. Seems like we could try a bunch of different things. And whatever works, works.
Right. I could just keep getting punched in the face and...
Eventually have the... Instead of a long nose...
It'd be flat and
you'll
wide.
You'll just have a flat, wide nose.
Yep.
Hey, with it. I mean, maybe like a better look.
Samoan guy.
Yeah. It's definitely crooked, by the way. Your nose is cockeyed, yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, no, it's got a hook. It comes down and hooks to my left, which would
my
be
right.
Your right. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Go ahead and look.
I look every day.
I'm not messing with you. It's got a hook. I'm looking right at it, dude. The fucking thing is hooked. Oh, maybe it was just a shadow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a shadow.
Oh, it is. I guess it is a shadow. I guess it's not hooked. Not yet, at least.
So anyway.
Right.
I'm sure that was exhilarating
for
listeners.
Oh, absolutely exciting.
But that was a little listener feedback that that we got. I hadn't even told you about yet. But found that entertaining and awkward.
Yeah, you and your brother having a discussion about his finger in your ass, I could see being an awkward conversation.
Yeah. We hopefully we can get him on at some point, maybe at least a call in, because he had a few other good stories to tell me too.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if I can, you know, really retell or not, or maybe he could retell them in a general way. Yeah, there was some entertaining stuff he told me, so maybe we'll get him on here at some point.
Excellent.
Now, apparently we have been lying to our listeners.
Well, that's not totally untypical of us.
Well, yeah, everybody knows we've been lying to our listeners for well over a year now. But more specifically, we've been lying in the pre-recorded little bit at the end.
Our outro.
You talk about the Amazon banner and all that stuff, none of which has existed for the past year, but finally I'm getting around to bringing it into existence.
Right.
Only to find that I went to sign us up for the Amazon Affiliates program, and I go into the drop-down menu, and I was like, oh, they forgot Maine. It goes from, like, I don't know, whatever, to fucking straight to Massachusetts, you know, from Massachusetts to whatever.
And you thought they just forgot about us.
And I was like, oh, you forgot a state in there. So I called up Amazon and was like, hey, I'm trying to sign up on your site, but Maine's not listed. And she's like, oh, yeah, we don't deal with people in Maine. It's like, well,
wow. Cool. Like, fuck you, Mainers.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, we don't deal with you people in Maine. Yeah. Did you not want to say to her, like, well, we deal with you fucking
people
here.
Wait a second, you have internet? But no, what
but
it comes...
You guys are still rubbing sticks together.
Yeah, what it comes down to is there's wonderful Maine state law that dictates that online distributors and vendors pay sales tax to the state and income tax, I believe, off
of
transactions. Yeah, so because...
It must be just sales tax.
Because we would be making an income... Well, income tax is state and federal, right?
Right. You
pay some to the... Yeah.
But the distributors have to do that?
Oh, yeah. Because they know that people within the state aren't going to. In most states, it's just a kind of a honor system. Like, you buy stuff online or you generate income online.
You pay your taxes
on it. But... The state of Maine was like, well, no, we're not going to just trust people to do
that.
Well,
that's because we're Mainers, and you know, not
anyway.
A goddamn one of us was ever going to pay our sales tax. Or if I sold something on fucking eBay for $1,000, you really think I'm going to report that?
No.
Like, I'm going to go telling the guy, hey, by the way, I made $1,000 extra this year. Yeah, I'm going to keep that pretty much to myself.
Yeah. Well, I went and looked it up, and because we have that law, there's a certain amount at the end of the year that's reported. The people that actually, like the one fucking pastor living somewhere down east, probably the connections pastor for all I know.
Right.
That just can't sleep at night without paying his taxes on things he buys online. That's pretty much it. It's 3% of the population of the state of Maine claims, income or sales tax.
From
internet
sales.
Based on online sales and purchases. So you can't tell me,
3%?
I mean, we're in the woods, like, we're simple people, but more than 3% of the state of Maine is ordering stuff online.
You're damn right. So how does that work for, like, Amazon? Because I buy shit off Amazon constantly.
Right.
So does that mean at the end of the year, Amazon is paying my sales tax?
Well, maybe
for
it's,
things that I bought.
Maybe it's only for income generated, because it's only the affiliates program.
Oh, I see.
Right, like when you go on regularly, you can buy things through Amazon just fine.
Oh, okay.
But it's when you try to
so they're
sign
fucking
up as an
us,
affiliate.
Not so much them.
Right.
Because we're the ones that would be generating an income through the Amazon banner.
Yeah.
Therefore, Amazon is required to pay our.
Oh yeah,
sales
yeah.
tax if, and if, income tax.
In yeah, if Amazon decided to deal with people in the state of Maine, they would be responsible for paying the tax on anything that we generate, like our podcast. If we have that banner up,
right.
Every time somebody clicks and orders something, we get a percentage. Well, Amazon would have to not only pay us that percentage, they would have to pay
the taxes tax on top of that.
Rather than it being up to us, you know, like a 1099 or something like that, where, okay, you made some money.
Right.
It's up to you to friggin' tell the state that you made money
right.
and then pay it. But the state was like, no, fuck you. We don't trust the people in our state, so.
Well, with good reason.
Right.
Well, that sucks. So there will be never any Amazon banner.
No,
to click on our website.
Not going to happen. We're going to have to try to find other ways to generate income.
What if there's any other affiliate programs?
There are some
but
that
nothing
I've looked
that
into.
Would be. I mean, who doesn't buy shit off Amazon? If it ain't Amazon, where are you buying it from?
Right.
Amazon's pretty much the go-to place for purchases
yeah.
online.
There's like Google ads, like Google ad revenue, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Look into. But I don't want to bombard people with ads. So
no.
I think we're probably going to pimp ourselves out. Some sponsors.
The old-fashioned way. We're
yeah.
going to hit the street corner.
We're going to sell our bodies.
We're
going
to put Robbie in a sexy little tutu.
Yep.
Some makeup. And we're going to do it the old-fashioned way. We're going to raise money the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
Goddamn right.
We could sell it as to get around the whole illegal prostitution thing. We could sell it as prostate exams.
There you go.
Just flat rate prostate exams.
We could get Dr. Eric involved.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd sign on for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and we can just give random fucking on the street corner prostate exams.
Yeah.
It's not prostitution. We're trying to take care of our community here.
Right. Saving the planet.
Yeah. Trying to make sure that everybody that we know and love is healthy. God
exactly.
damn, you're a genius, man.
For a good cause. So, yeah, I guess we're going to have to do that.
I guess so. Now, the other stuff, I'm just going to, again, since we are trying to pimp ourselves out here, I am going to say again that the other stuff is up and running. The website. Right? The website's up and running?
Yep.
Okay, good. That's a yes. And the store is
the
good.
Store.
Anybody wants to purchase a t-shirt, bumper sticker? I mean,
oh,
hey,
yeah.
they're out there. And believe us when we tell you, we have many other concepts and ideas for t-shirts. Good ones. Really good ones in mind.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not going to come to fruition unless we start actually seeing people buying t-shirts. Because if nobody's going to buy them, then we're not going to create them. Because there's really no point.
Yeah.
So, like, we got to see at least one or two sold. I mean, that's pretty much it. We're really that easy. If we sell two t-shirts, we'll design like 10 more.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Because that we're that
we're easy to please.
Yeah, exactly. We're that easy to please. So that's all. Yeah, I mean, just a couple of fucking t-shirts and
or a little money contributed. I know it's funny because people have bombarded us with messages and harassed us for like a year straight about t-shirts
right.
and setting up like, oh, I want to purchase, I want to contribute,
you know,
I want to help.
Is that those people got lied to so much and so often, they
it's
just
like,
they quit.
They
quit
hate
on
us now.
Yeah, they hate us.
Yeah.
So now that we finally came through, it's like, well, too late. So.
Yeah, too little too late.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. You know, I did want to bring up a character that we've kind of skipped over.
A character we have skipped over?
Yeah. I may have talked about him at some point. I can't remember because I have early onset Alzheimer's.
With a large, enlarged prostate.
Yes.
But who is the character?
The Falconeer. Have we talked about the Falconeer?
No, we have not.
He's a pretty prominent character.
Well, he is, but does anybody even know what he looks like?
Yeah, I see him frequently.
Where?
John Edwards.
Oh,
Morton's
so you
Brew.
Know the guy? We're talking about the guy that's got the house down in Lemoyne on the Mud Creek Road.
Yes.
And it's built specifically, a building built for his Falcon.
Well, I don't know about that. He's not a superhero. Is he like Falcon Man and that's his secret lair?
I was told that building, sitting down there in the hayfield, in the middle of a hayfield, was built so that his Hawk or whatever it is. Is it a Hawk or a Falcon?
I think it's a Falcon.
Falcon is Falconer, yeah. Would have that building to fly around in, all the room it needs.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's what I was told.
He's got butlers. He's got like five full-time butlers that...
I didn't hear any of that.
Chew up food and spit it into his mouth.
Can you not tell me that's not a pretty elaborate building?
It's a pretty elaborate building.
Okay, and how about the elaborate building that's being now built behind the elaborate building in the front? That does resemble...
Friends that want to come over or...
When he has the rest of the flock over.
Yes.
Look, I'm just telling you what I heard. Falcons traveled, you know, Cosmic blocks. Bob was a fucking lawyer gone crazy.
Right.
And this guy built a building specifically for his bird.
That is a cool story.
I don't know if it's true, but I'm just telling you what I heard.
Right. We'll go with that. I like that.
I mean, I always believed that Cosmic Bob really was a, you know, God rest his soul, that he had been a lawyer that lost his mind and decided to become a homeless, dreadlocked man. Eating sandwiches out next to the mall.
Right.
I just go story. Off what I heard. You know what I mean? Like, I can only believe what people tell me.
Well, the Falconeer is unique, not just because he's a Falconeer, which is the coolest fucking thing in the world to be.
Right.
But he wears a turban and drives around in an Escalade. Like, that's the weirdest combination of things ever.
It's oil money. Oh. And that's how he's able to build a giant building specifically for his falcon.
Whoa. We just figured that out.
Just saying.
Wait, because he wears a turban, it's automatically oil money.
What? Is that racist?
So racist.
Is it really?
I don't know. But he's like a...
I'm just connecting
dots.
He's just
a straight-up white guy.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, pretty sure. Like, he's got the beard. He's got the beard as if he were Middle Eastern. But it's not. It's
well,
like
he's got the beard and the
just
turban.
Just like white guys can have dreadlocks. It doesn't make them black.
Cosmic Bob, ergo.
Hence Cosmic Bob.
Right.
Yeah.
He had three nice, large dreadlocks.
Right.
What?
You could just see on my face that something came to my mind. I'm that simple that you could see like, oh, he's thinking about something right now.
he had a thought.
You just saw a dim little light bulb above my head. Well, there was a Shriners parade.
There was.
In town, like right out in front of my apartment. So I sat down on the stoop and watched. There was one float that surprised the shit out of me, and I could not help but laugh. But it was a float, and I can't remember what it was called, like the Academicians or something like that. And it's, I don't know if it's some like part of the Shriners. Shriners are like weird mystical magicians. I don't know what they do, but.
Right. Yeah. Nobody.
Secret handshakes and fucking masons and.
They do things 9/11 with kids or something. I don't know.
Something with children.
Something with children.
But there was one float that was labeled and they all had turbans on, right? And blackface.
No.
Yeah. They just
no.
Like all painted brown.
No.
Wearing turbans, I shit you not. Just a whole float of them sitting there.
No.
In turbans with their faces painted brown. Yeah.
Are you
they
serious?
Actually did blackface.
Holy fuck. What was the... Wait, what was the float?
I don't... It was like... I can't remember what the word was, but it was some... I don't know if it's like some sort of committee or something that's part of
Blackface Committee.
The Blackface Committee of the Shriners.
Seriously, come on, people. If you Shriners are out there, we need to know. We need an explanation
Explain
of what
yourself.
That is.
Yeah.
Because, come on. You're making us look bad here. I mean, I know we're some simple people around these parts of the woods. I get that, and that's
right.
Good, and we're quaint folk. But come on, blackface?
I know, in 2015.
This is fucking Christ, man. Do we have to have another civil rights movement around here
yeah,
or what, man?
I think they're like the last ones left on Earth
I mean,
to actually do that.
There's pushing the envelope, and I can appreciate pushing the envelope. And then there's just burning the fucking envelope. Like just picking the envelope up, and torching it, lighting it on fire,
right.
And stuffing it up someone's ass. Blackface is kind of crossing that line.
Oh, it is. But the thing is like, they're just a bunch of pasty old white guys, and they don't know. Like, they're from that generation where they didn't get the memo yet
that's
that,
a little
like, you don't do blackface anymore. Don't paint your face brown to resemble another race and wear a turban. Like, that is considered offensive, believe it or not.
I mean, I'm all, you know, anti-political correctness, but...
Right. That's
that, yeah.
Well, let me put it to you this way, though. There were also a lot of clowns.
They were white now, face.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Clowns are white face. Would you be offended if there was a black clown that painted his face white?
No, I would not.
Okay.
But
I don't know if that's the same thing, but
I don't know. I'd be interested to find out what that float was all really about. Like, what was the purpose of that float? The turbans and the blackface.
Yeah, I was baffled by that. Yeah, we were talking about it walking up here, though, that we're not really sure what Shriners do.
No.
Other than that they really take an interest in children.
Yes.
And sometimes they dress up as clowns.
Right.
And they ride in go-karts.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
Just leave it at that.
Yeah, we'll just...
That's, no, but Shriners, they do all kinds of good stuff. Well, there's lots of charity work.
Yeah, it's a charitable organization, but I think it is like secretive masonry, you know, like Freemason
secret
type.
Secret society.
Yeah, you know, President's Book of Secrets kind of stuff.
Skull and Bones.
Yep.
I was at Morton's Moo having a coffee, and I was talking to a few people there about the Shriners. So one of them actually looked it up to try to figure out what exactly the Shriners are.
Huh?
And I guess, based on what he found looking it up, it said that you first have to become a Mason. You have to become like a high-level Mason before you can become a Shriner.
Oh, really? So they are in cahoots with the Freemasons?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, it's Illuminati.
Yeah, and I think you have to be, like, over 50 years old.
Over 150 years old.
Yeah, I've never once seen a young...
Shriner?
I don't think they exist.
No, I don't think so. But they do good things. We're just not sure what good things they do, but they must do. They must do good things.
Yeah, for them.
They have a circus. That's cool.
That's true. Yeah. They do. And lots of little cars. We've got a movie review we can actually do.
We can. It's, I'm eating something right here, and I just want to...
Taffy.
Okay. That's fucking disgusting.
Just spit it back out.
Oh, my God. Now, is this what you picked up off the street from the parade? Is this like a handful?
Yeah, that's what the clowns were throwing.
Isn't it really
delicious?
Is it both the yellow and the white package both the same? Are they both saltwater taffy?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Flavors. I gotta get something to drink. You're gonna have to hold on a sec.
All right. I'm gonna eat one. These are good. I don't know what he's talking about. Well, it's like peanut butter in this one. We're actually going to start off this double-header review with a food review.
Oh, man. So good. Oh, it's great. Oh, God.
So we went down to the Bar Harbor.
We did go
to... your wife called it.
The Bar Harbor.
The Bar Harbor.
While we were at Lemoyne Beach.
Yeah.
She got up off the beach towel from sunbathing and said, hey, let's go to the Bar Harbor now.
Such a from away.
The Bar Harbor.
To her credit, she is from Southern Maine.
I think I balanced out her statement, though, down on Lemoyne Beach when I was digging up some hen clams. I dug up hen clams by hand. So I think that counteracted statement.
And then you were kind of upset when I said that I really didn't want you to just keep them in my car all day while we were in Bar Harbor so you could cook them.
It was only like 80.
Yeah, it was 80 degrees. And you just wanted to just have some clams hanging out in my car. You didn't have like a bucket or anything. You just like put them in the glove box for the day. Fucking.
Well, it's cooler in the glove box. It's shaded.
Yeah.
So it would have been.
And it was three clams. Like
they were good sized clams.
Yeah.
I was going to cook them up for the wife later on. I was trying to provide for my family.
They would have cooked in my glove box.
We would have had a little clam bake in my car. Here we go. Little steamers in your fucking glove box.
I haven't clam baked in my car in decades.
So, yeah, you put the kibosh on the hen clams that I had, so I chucked them off into the woods.
And we went to the Bar Harbor.
And we went to the Bar Harbor.
Which she hadn't really done the Bar Harbor before.
Never.
Not the whole, like, tourist experience.
Right. One time I took her down there. See, I hate going to Bar Harbor. You know this. Because I spend every day of my life on the island. And the last thing I want to do on a day off is to go back to the island.
Right.
So I usually fight tooth and nail not to go. But we were going to go see a movie and it happened to be a Bar Harbor. So I took her down one time. prior to this. It was right after she had knee surgery. She was on... I'm going to sound like such an asshole right now. She was on crutches, and it was right around the 4th of July. And I said, fine, you want to see Bar Harbor? Let's go see Bar Harbor. So I drove down there. I found a place to park. I said, go ahead and get out and walk around if you want. And of course, she's in on crutches. Her knee was in a cast.
God, like, you're an asshole.
There was no way, wall-to-wall people, she was not going to, you know, maneuver through Bar Harbor. So she was like, fuck this. This place sucks. Let's get out of here. So, like, I was trying to, like, deter her from ever wanting to go back again.
Oh, nice. Good tactic.
I'm an asshole. But it didn't really work because now we've gone and actually done the Bar Harbor experience, and she really enjoyed it.
Of course she did. I mean, it's like Disney World, but without the attractions or beautiful weather
or
everything, basically.
Right.
But it's got streets.
It does have streets.
And shops.
And there are... what I don't understand is how many stores can you have that are selling Maine and Bar Harbor sweatshirts?
T-shirts. And they've all got a 30% off sale going on.
How is that even possible? I mean, these people are making money. That's all they sell down there. That's right. It. Every store window I looked in, Maine and Bar Harbor sweatshirts and T-shirts.
Yeah.
They're making a killing on
all them. On sale. Like, really, during peak season, when you've got thousands of people offloading cruise ships, you're having sales.
Right.
Give me a fucking break. They just mark it up like 80% and then mark it down 30.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this a food review?
Oh, this is a food review. Yeah. It's a, yeah. Well, we okay. So we went to Bar Harbor. We actually did buy a sweatshirt.
Yeah, you bought a friggin' Bar Harbor Maine sweatshirt, didn't you?
I did.
But it was on sale at least.
It was.
30% off.
But we ate at Side Street Cafe.
Right.
Which does not exist on Side Street.
No, it exists on Rodick Street.
Rodick Street. Side Street Cafe on Rodick Street.
Correct.
Makes perfect sense.
Yep. Well, Rodick Street is a little side street. Like,
everything in Bar Harbor. Cottage Street's a fucking side street. Main Street in Bar Harbor's a side street.
Well, I would argue that Main Street is a main street. It's like the main street.
You would argue anything I said. Anyways, Side Street Cafe, which we've already done a food review on because you and Jeremy went and ate there on your date night. And
I'm
we already
a little
discussed
jealousy in your
about
voice.
Fucking Side Street Cafe.
Butt hurt much. So, yeah, you got sloppy seconds. You got to go to Side Street, too.
After
I went there with Jeremy.
Right.
And you guys were impressed, right?
It was good.
Yeah.
It was really good. Good service, good food, good prices. It was just good, all around good.
Excellent.
I'm guessing it's more, it's cafe, so it's like a lunch, brunch kind of a place.
Right.
I don't know if they do breakfast there. We weren't there that early, but.
No, I don't think they do.
Right. So, and you said in the evenings they have a little bar, but it doesn't get like crazy in there or anything.
No, it's a good atmosphere. Right. I would kind of equate it to Finn's here in Ellsworth where.
Right.
You know, they keep it kind of, they keep it somewhat classy, and, you know, a lot of locals do go there at night, you know, when they get out of work at whatever restaurants they work at, like,
right.
That's a place that locals go.
Yeah.
But they've got good live music and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I had a tuna melt, which, you know, is kind of a hard sandwich to fuck up, so, but right. It was, you know, it was a good sandwich, it was good portions, good prices.
Yeah. You get to try a few other things, too. We got some nachos.
Nachos. I tried my wife's sandwich. I don't remember what she had, but...
Gusto Diablo.
Yes, which is like a...
buffalo chicken sandwich.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Which was a little spicy. A little spicier than I thought it would be. It was a little hot.
It was spicy. I like it spicy, so...
Yeah.
It was on point for me, but...
No, it was good. I was very impressed.
Hell yeah. So, yeah, good that we still don't have a rating system.
No, so
that's just how we roll.
Two dudes saying it was good.
Two dudes.
Fucking all the way.
Ate there and enjoyed it. After Side Street, we went to a movie, so we can do a little movie review.
We can. We saw
Jurassic World,
and we watched it at
the Criterion.
The Criterion, which has been in the news lately.
It has.
Because they dumped $2 million into a renovation into the Criterion.
I think they might have, like, dug a hole in the floor of the place and just dumped $2 million into it. And then just filled it back over. Yeah, right. With, like, cheap carpet.
Right. Yeah. I was finding it hard to find the $2 million worth of renovation.
Yeah.
Now, I work in a business of renovation. That's kind of what I do. So I'm good at spotting new versus old. You know what I mean? I saw no new. I mean, I looked around. The only thing that stood out to me possibly that could have been new, which we were back a ways, was the stage. The stage may have been new. It looked relatively newish.
Yeah, I know it got a facelift too. Like I saw, you know, big crane out there and they were doing something with the front of it. And
well, somebody did mention the exterior had a lot of work done to it. Yeah. So,
and that's expensive stuff.
That is expensive. So maybe the majority of the renovation went into the exterior of the building, right, which we didn't particularly get to see.
But as far as the interior and the cosmetics, like, for the experience, I mean, it's such a cool place.
It is a cool
place.
And
it's an old place. It feels old. But, like, we went in there and sat down, and we got balcony seats, which is really freaking cool for a movie.
It really was.
It's not an everyday experience.
Right, and it's not like a balcony like what I was envisioning. I was thinking of just, like, a second floor. You know what I mean? Like a second floor row of seats. Like the first, only up higher. But it's not. It's sectioned balconies that have a little curtain that you can pull. And each balcony has a row of three and maybe a row of four seats or a row of four and row of four.
Yeah.
And a little table in front of them. And you're very secluded. And that's really kind of cool. You get your privacy up in the balcony.
Yeah, a little curtain behind you.
Yeah.
But you're right. Like when it comes to the cosmetics and the experience, like, we went and sat down, and I thought, holy shit, this seat is uncomfortable. Clearly, yes. Those seats were not new.
No.
No way.
No way.
The table in front of us was not new.
Nope.
Unless they bought, like, salvage stuff.
Possibly, but it didn't seem new to me.
So when it comes to the interior, it didn't seem like anything was new.
No, but it is a cool-looking building, and I really like the ceiling, the big cathedral ceiling.
Yeah, that's cool.
And the designs that they had on it, and the faux painting that they had on it, that was... Yeah. Really cool.
Like the centerpiece chandelier light.
Yeah.
And then the lighting on the sides. It is. It's a really cool place to watch a movie. It's just a good experience, you know, because it's not just a movie. It's an experience.
Right.
So the movie itself, what did you think?
Well, I was a little disappointed because I think I'd seen it before, actually. I'm pretty sure I'd seen it before. It was called Jurassic Park when I watched it. This time they named it something different, but I'm pretty sure I saw it before.
They don't deviate too much from the plot. I mean, it's your typical story. You've got dinosaurs, they go bad.
Story.
They did throw out some surprises, though, and...
How's that?
Well,
spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. You probably know what I'm going to drop. The fact that they fucking release a T-Rex at the end to help them to take down this big new hybrid that they created. Well, it's cheesy, but it's like, it was a cool idea. And then on top of that, that giant fucking sea monster thing just swallows up all of them.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's...
Yeah.
It was over the top, but...
It was definitely over the top. Again, I'm not a huge fan of... I mean, don't get me wrong. Jurassic Park was a good movie when it came out. When I was a kid, I watched it a million times. It was great. For its time frame, it was fucking, it stood alone. I mean, nobody had ever done anything like this. But it has been done, and done to death. And I was expecting something new and exciting, and it kind of felt like the same old, same old.
It was, and I think they were a bit, they played it safe with this one. They basically were like, look, we got a winning formula, because there were three Jurassic Park movies.
There were.
I'm pretty sure 2 and 3 sucked.
They weren't that bad.
They weren't that bad, but...
They weren't, because the way they did it, and it was a linear story. You know, it started with Jurassic Park, the original park, and then, of course, the dinosaurs all go rogue, and everybody dies, and they have to escape the island. The second one was, like, this family just happens on this island. They just happen to fucking stumble across this island, like, in a shipwreck or some shit. or they're having a picnic or something, and they don't realize they're on that island, and all those dinosaurs are running wild.
Right.
And then the third one is there's a group of people that want to go back and study these dinosaurs that are lost on these island or this island. So,
But I think they had less and less success as they deviated from the initial storyline. Yeah, so for this one, they're like, hey, what worked originally? Two kids go to the friggin' island to visit their crazy uncle slash, well, aunt in this one.
Well, it was on the first one, it was their grandfather.
And
Grandpa.
And then they get, you know, drawn into all this action and trying to survive.
And I'll tell you. And there's
always the bad guy that's working for some company that's trying to, you know, take it down.
I appreciate Easter eggs. You know I appreciate Easter eggs. But this movie was a little over the top with the Easter eggs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were flaunting it everywhere.
Like, literally every single scene, they were like, hey, remember Jurassic Park? Oh, remember that first one? The first one we ever did? Check this one. Oh, look, remember the Jeeps? Remember the, oh, look, there's a Jeep. Oh, you remember the weird acid spinning dinosaur? Oh, look, there it is again.
More than.
Oh, there's that one again. Yeah, remember that?
You're right. And that did get annoying because the first time it's like, oh, that's cool. They're giving a little throwback to, you know, our generation that grew up with that. But then they just kept pounding it over and over, like it was with the Jeeps.
It was like they just kept sticking it in my face and hitting me. Like, did you see this? Hey, check this out. How about this one? Did you catch that one?
Yeah.
So it was a little, it was getting kind of old. And towards the end, it was like, really? I mean, fucking seriously, really?
Right.
So.
I'm not even going to try to think of his name, but whatever his name is from Parks and Rec. Played the main character.
Chris Pratt.
Ooh, look at that.
Dude, he's fucking Star-Lord. You think I'm going to forget who Chris Pratt is?
Well, okay, that's
Chris Pratt is the Star-Lord.
Yeah, all right. I thought he did a good job.
Well, he's great. Chris Pratt's awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you know, you could take some of the world's greatest actors and throw them into a movie. It doesn't mean it's going to be the greatest movie ever was. It just means that you're going to like their parts more so than the movie itself.
Right.
Because... you know, he's good at what he does. So, you know, I felt like I'd seen it before. It was called Jurassic Park when I watched it. Yeah. So
it kept me awake. I can say that.
You did stay awake for it, which is fucking kind of pisses me off. I will give more props to the theater, though. I'll go back there again.
I will definitely go.
If they start showing movies more often, I will go back there more because it's a great atmosphere, good sound quality. And even in the balconies, I thought, oh, shit, we're going to be too far away from the screen. But we weren't at all. You know, it really was good.
Yeah. It's a nice way to watch a movie. I got to say, speaking of movie theaters, we got to figure out what the hell's going on with the, like, people commenting or sharing old Ellsworth American articles.
Yeah.
Because you saw the same thing that I did this week.
Right.
Was an article saying that the main mall cinemas is reopening.
Right.
And that it was purchased by a couple that are excited to open it, blah, blah, blah. And then you realized what I didn't. Which is
true, right.
That, yeah, the article is from...
2009. Right. So it's true that that couple was excited to open the theater. They just closed it this winter, though.
Yeah.
So they're not so excited anymore.
No, they're the ones that bought it and then had to close it.
And this has been happening frequently on Facebook, I've noticed. Not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, my wife was up in arms because there was a missing boy in Sullivan. Had anybody seen this missing boy in Sullivan? Well, it was a missing boy 4 years ago. He went to school with my kid when he was a freshman. He, like, took off to a party or something for a couple of nights, and nobody knew where he was. So, but, like, somebody reposted it and said, like, even commented, like, oh, if anybody has any information, we need to find this boy. Like, yeah, he was found, like, 4 years ago, so...
Yeah.
He's not really missing anymore.
No. Not sure if stupid or trolling.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm wondering. Is it, like, some idiot that just doesn't know the difference? It's like, oh, they're gonna reopen the movie theater, and they click share.
Right.
Or is it somebody that's like, oh, I'm gonna fuck with people, watch, I'll share or comment on this old article from 2009, and it'll spread like wildfire, and everybody will think that it's reopening. Ha, ha, ha.
Right.
Or it just could have been an idiot.
Well, because I got excited. I mean, you know, my wife was like, hey, says he is, somebody's going to reopen the theater. And I was like, nah, that's awesome. And then she started reading the article, and it was like...
Deja vu.
Yeah, they hope to be open by Memorial Day. And I was like, well, that's like a month and a half ago. And they said, well, best case scenario, the middle of June. I was like, well, that's right now. Like, that's... you'd think we'd see some activity over there or
yeah.
something.
And why would they publish this article, like, after their initial
exactly.
date? Yeah.
Right. You don't post an article that's where you interview someone, they say, we hope to be open by Memorial Day. You don't post it on fucking Labor Day.
Right.
You don't put it in the newspaper a year later. So.
Yeah.
I was like, this doesn't add up. Because
you know,
it was old.
I know somebody did the same thing, too, with a Drug Bust article. And it, you know, it was kind of frustrating because I saw it. Somebody's like, oh, a big drug bust. And I saw a few of my friends reposting it that didn't check the date. And I went to look, and I recognized a name, somebody that I know fairly well, that has turned their life around and been out of trouble for a long time,
right.
like almost a decade. And I was like, oh, wow, oh, my God. And but then it listed her age as, like, 20 years old or something. And I was like, well, that's not right. Maybe there's somebody else by that same name that's 20 now. I don't know. And then I realized, you know, I looked at the other names and ages, and I was like, oh, somebody's just posting, like, the initial drug
article
from over
10 years
ago.
Right.
When this person got in trouble. And what was really frustrating is that all the people were commenting on it as if it were new. Like, oh, good, scumbag, you know, get this person off the streets. What a piece of shit. Like, good, you know, good that they, you know, I hope they die. Like, you know, the usual barrage of, like, ignorant bullshit comments that people post. You
fuck
know.
Those fucking animals.
Yeah.
Let's castrate them
and
then euthanize them.
Oh, well, hey, actually, no, that person's a productive member of society now, and this is an old article, you asshole.
You dickbags.
Jesus Christ. So, again, I don't know if that's something that, I mean, that could really do damage to somebody's character. And, you know, as we both know, we both have kind of dark pasts, and you know, that could come back to haunt you.
Thank God there was no fucking internet when my past was dark.
That's true. Yeah. Well, that's because when your past was dark, it was the Dark Ages.
Oh!
Hey-o.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That was lame.
That was great. So we did a movie review. We've done a food review.
Are you hammered right now? We did a movie review.
No, I'm not drunk. And we talked about politics a little bit. Again.
We did the Amazon banner thing actually kind of sparked a new relationship for us with Governor Paul LePage.
It did. You got on the horn to make some calls trying to figure out what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
And you actually got the man himself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think he's coming in right now to talk to us a bit. All right, so Governor LePage, it's good to have you on the podcast.
Why?
Well, because you're kind of a big deal, and we don't get big guests like you very often.
No.
No, not at all. You're actually the first politician we've had on here, so welcome. Now, I know you were under fire at one point for some comments that you made to the NAACP. What was it again that you told them to do?
Kiss my butt.
Right, that was the comment.
Kiss my butt.
Yeah, so I think you kind of got a name as a racist.
My son happens to be black.
Well, that's true. Your son does happen to be
black.
My
wife happens to be black.
Well, I don't think your wife is black, is she?
My mother-in-law happens to be black.
Okay, so your wife and mother-in-law are also black.
Why?
I wasn't aware that they were black. I mean,
science.
Well, yeah, that is science, I guess. Well, it's more genetics, which is a science, so I guess.
My wife happens to be black.
I think I've met your wife, actually, and she's not black.
My mother-in-law from Asia happens to be black.
Your mother-in-law from Asia happens to be black. Okay.
Science.
Yeah, that is science. Well, I think it's more genetics, which is a science.
No.
Yeah, actually.
The fact of the matter is, kiss my butt.
Well, I mean, that's a little aggressive. I didn't mean to offend you. Now, who is this that you have with you today? Is this an intern or...
Not my wife.
Right, no, that's definitely not your wife. She's much younger than your wife.
Not my wife.
No, definitely not. She kind of seems to have her hands all over you. She's not in college.
She's out of college. She's not in college.
Okay, all right. So she's out of college, still pretty young and looks foreign.
From Asia.
Right, again, from Asia. So do you have any thoughts on the current economy in Maine?
Happens to be black.
The economy happens to be black?
Happens to be black.
No, I mean, we've got a black president right now, but I don't think that makes the economy black by default.
Why?
Why? Because the economy doesn't really have a race or a color.
Kiss my butt.
Oh, okay. I guess that's a touchy subject. Maybe you don't really know a lot about the economy. I mean, we're just trying to keep jobs.
Problem.
No, I don't have a problem. I just think that's kind of a vague answer and maybe a little racist, too, to call the economy black. I don't really know what that means.
My wife happens to be black.
Your wife happens to be black.
My son happens to be black.
Well, I knew your son was.
My mother-in-law happens to be black.
Okay, now you're just saying that people are black. I don't think everyone in your family is black.
I am running for governor.
No, you're already governor, so you don't have to keep running.
They can look at my family picture.
Well, okay, so if they look at your family picture, they'll see that your wife and mother-in-law are black?
My wife happens to be black.
Okay.
My mother-in-law happens to be black.
Okay, so the whole family's black. Got it. Clearly you're not a racist.
They can look at my family picture.
Okay. Everybody in your family happens to be black. You're just a black family, pretty much the Obamas.
Similar to estrogen.
I don't think that's similar to estrogen. What about alternative energy? How do you feel about alternative energy?
If you take plastic ball to put it in the microwave and then heat it up, science.
Well, I don't think that's really going to help us. That's not really a form
science.
Of energy. Well, science could help us find alternative fuels. I don't think a plastic bottle in the microwave is one of them.
They can do whatever they'd like.
They can, yeah. I mean, wind and solar are definitely options.
No.
Oh, so they're not. So you're against wind and solar energy, huh?
Problem.
No, I don't have a problem. I just wanted to make that clear that you're against those types of alternative energy.
My son happens to be black.
Well, I don't really see what that has to do with alternative energy.
About ready to punch my mother-in-law.
That makes you want to punch your mother-in-law. Alternative energy, huh? That's such a touchy subject.
From Asia.
From Asia.
My mother from Asia.
Your mother's from Asia. Okay, so your mother's
from... My mother-in-law.
Your mother's from Asia.
From Asia.
And your mother-in-law's from Asia. And they're all black. Your wife, your son.
The fact of the matter is, my son happens to be black.
Right. Very diverse family.
My wife happens to be black. My mother-in-law from Asia happens to be black.
Right. I know. Your mother-in-law from Asia happens to be black, which is kind of odd. Not a lot of black people in Asia. But I'll take your word for it.
So much that you can do.
There is so much you can do.
If you take plastic ball to put it in the microwave and then heat it up, science.
All right, Governor LePage. Well, thanks for coming in, and we hope to have you back sometime.
No.
Well, okay, probably not. I guess we've offended you. But thanks for coming anyway.
So, Governor LePage.
Yeah.
Came and went.
He did. He came and went rather angry.
I think he's...
That's
well,
his demeanor,
that's,
though.
You remember the Avengers movie?
Yeah.
That's his secret. He's always angry.
Oh, like
get
the Hulk?
It? Like Mark Ruffalo said.
Oh, in, right. I slept through that part.
Of course you did. But that's his, that's Governor LePage's secret.
He just yells at people.
He's always pissed off.
I bet
off.
He's a blast on family vacations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm going to go down the water slide. It's going to be fun. Like, okay, calm down. You have to yell about it.
He's just pissed off all the time about
so
everything.
Mad.
He is an angry man.
Yeah.
He is a very angry man.
He doesn't do himself much justice with...
I love him, though. He's one of my people, so I love him. I can't help it.
Yeah, if you like people that just yell at you and are angry, then...
It's kind of
like
me.
He's a lovable guy.
I'm kind of like that.
He's like a big teddy bear. A big teddy bear that fucking yells
pulls
at you.
Pulls out his claws out and fucking scratches
you
your back
death.
All to hell.
Yeah.
Makes a fucking mitten out of your face.
Right. I can't say much. I voted for him twice, so whatever.
I would not admit that to anybody.
I know. He's not very popular.
I mean, I did the same thing, but I like wouldn't tell anybody
don't like
about
to admit
it. Right.
Yeah. It's kind of like banging a fat chick.
Right. Keep that shit to yourself.
Oh, we're terrible human beings.
Yeah, it's all right, though.
We just cut out a huge part of our fan base.
Who's that?
Paul LePage Paula
lovers. Page
and fat chicks.
Paul LePage and fat chicks. That's fucking... That's great. Shit.
Well, I guess we can take the double XL option off of the t-shirts on the store.
Wow. You're just going to keep digging, huh?
Just keep carrying on. At this point, they've stopped listening, right? So we can talk about them more.
Put the shovel down, dude. Jesus Christ.
I love all human beings.
Me too. I love ridiculing them all.
Yeah.
I don't care what your size, stature, or orientation, or race, creed, or religion.
Right.
I will bash on anyone.
Yeah.
Even myself.
It's true.
In fact, I think after this podcast, I'm going to go home and bash on myself a little bit.
Oh, man. Just go to town on that thing. Punish it like it's a prisoner of war. Like it fucking did something really wrong.
Treat it like John McCain.
You're getting a fucking detention. Like John McCain. Jesus Christ.
Make sure he can't lift his arms up ever.
Did you really just equate your penis to John McCain? I could see the likeness. I have seen it.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see the similar to John McCain. Well, they're both a penis, so that there's that.
That's true, right? Yeah.
All right. Podcast has gone terribly, terribly wrong somewhere.
That's probably a good place to stop.
I think it is. I think it's a good place to say that's it for this week.
All right. Unless we want to go on to compare my penis to some sort of politician.
Dude, our fucking goodbyes are the worst.
Oh,
and the most
so awkward. Yeah.
I think that's it, huh? Yeah.
No, you say that. I say that. That's all.
That's it. Thank you.
That's all for this. Thank you. Week
that's all for this.
Listening.
Thank you. Week. Listen. Thanks.
If you take a plastic ball and put it in the microwave and you heat it up, science.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, let people know. Spread the word. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions or things you'd like to hear on the show, let us know by emailing us at twodowneastdudes@gmail.com. That's the number 2, downeastdudes@gmail.com. If you'd like to contribute to the show, please click on the Amazon banner on our website at www.twodowneastdudes.com. Again, that's the number 2, downeastdudes.com. It doesn't cost any more, but we do get a small percentage of the purchase price. You can also feel free to donate to us directly via our PayPal link on the website. Come on, dude!